a stressful week.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is time for the show here on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow night is WWE SmackDown Live. I don't know where they're at, but it'll be live. Next Friday night, it will be live in tape. So I don't know if they're going to do a live show, then tape show. I don't know how they're going to do it. But the reason why they're going to be taping a Friday Night SmackDown next week is because of Crown Jewel just 2 weeks away. Just 2 weeks away until WWE Crown Jewel November the 4th. Right, November 4th will be Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. That's the only reason why WWE, you know, SmackDown will be taped, or, this is out of the blue, they have SmackDown over Saudi Arabia. How about it? How about bringing WWE SmackDown in Saudi Arabia in 2 weeks from Friday? That will be something. I think that will be great for the audience. I think it will be just cool to see. I think it should happen. I think that the WWE should have Saudi Arabia host SmackDown and Crown Jewel, okay? That would be cool. That would be so cool to see SmackDown in Saudi Arabia. Now, they will go over to Saudi Arabia on, I'm going to believe on Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday, right around Halloween. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we're going to be doing the WWE prediction show on November the 3rd with the NFL prediction show as well. Tonight, we're doing the college prediction show. But before I get into college football, like I said, WWE SmackDown is tomorrow night. LA Knight is going to challenge Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Championship that will be held in Saudi Arabia. And Roman Reigns hasn't been seen since SummerSlam. Okay? Hasn't been seen since the summer. So, basically, how rusty is Roman? Who knows? He's never rusty. He always takes a year off and comes back and still wins. But we'll see. LA Knight's been doing good. We'll see what happens. We also have a SmackDown Women's Championship on the line. Io Sky defends against Charlotte Flair. And I've been saying on the show all week that Charlotte Flair should not be getting a title shot at all. She don't deserve it. Okay? But of course, like I've been saying, daughter of the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and whatever Flair, you know, whenever a Flair gets a call, they come about. They're always in a championship match, whatever. But my thing is, Io will win. Either she wins by disqualification, count out, or pin Charlotte Flair. And I think she defends the title in 2 weeks against Bianca Belair. Now, Bianca Belair is supposed to return to SmackDown, I believe, tomorrow or next Friday night. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think Charlotte Flair should not be getting no title shots after this if she loses. I think if she loses, no more title shots for her for a while. You know, she needs to stop sucking her nose in people's business. You know, Damage Control is dealing with this crap. But I think it's time. I think it's time for Damage Control to face each other at WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 is going to be Dakota Kai versus Io Sky versus Bayley. Now, will it be for the title? I have no idea. This is what they should do. Have Io keep the belt up to WrestleMania. Have Dakota Kai win the Rumble because she's coming back with that knee problem. Bayley gets into the match, no problem. Then we'll see who is the dominant force in the group. Bayley, Io, or Dakota Kai. I think they will steal the show at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. I think those three girls will steal the show in Philly. Yep, I think so. And I think, like I'm saying, I think that it's going to happen. WrestleMania 40, Bayley versus Io Sky versus Dakota Kai for the woman, for the SmackDown Women's Championship at WrestleMania 40. And I know it should happen. It should happen. And I hope it does happen. I hope it does. We'll see what happens. Chris Letang is a game time decision for Saturday's game. He actually got hurt. He got hurt in the game. Okay? He got hurt yesterday's game. I believe it was on the dive. The breakaway goal, whatever. Thing is that Christopher Letang is out there playing his heart off, trying to do good, and he got hurt. I mean, it's a shame that he got hurt again. But, like I said, he's a game-time decision. Mike Sullivan said that he's getting evaluated for a low body injury at this time. So we'll see if Letang plays on Saturday. He has 2 days to rest. Didn't practice today. I believe they're in Cranberry. They'll leave tomorrow to go to St. Louis if they're not already there. Then play Saturday in St. Louis at 8 o'clock. Penguins lost 6-3 yesterday in Detroit. We'll see if they can go. We'll see if they can win on Saturday.
This is the beginning of a scavenger hunt to the real gift. Where's the clue underneath?
You always say how you love going to Arizona and see all the cactus.
The NBA starts their season on Tuesday night. The NBA starts their season on Tuesday night. And this Monday night, I pick who I think is going to win it all. Who's going to win it all? Now, the Denver Nuggets are the champions. They really are. They are the champs. But you got other teams, you got the Golden State Warriors, okay, who just got Chris Paul this offseason, okay. You still got the Lakers. You still got LeBron, Anthony Davis, who did well, got to the Final Four last year. But, you know, we'll see. What teams will I pick? We'll find out on Monday night. We still haven't heard if James Harden went to practice for the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are having a hard time with, and I mean Harden, and I don't know why they are. I don't know why he's making it difficult like he always does. This is a chance for the Sixers to get rid of this guy. I think the Sixers should dump him. I mean, I would already dumped him a long time ago. He's lazy. He's doing this out of jealousy. He's doing this out of spite. He's doing this because he's a moron. James Harden, you know, should have been cut a long time ago. Now, it was his fault. In Game 7. It was his fault that they lost Game 7. And it says right here again that James Harden missed the Sixers practice again on Thursday. He is screwing this team. And he's making this team bad. Seriously. He's making this team bad. And Joel Embiid, I feel bad for this guy. He's a great player, center. He does great. But your point guard, your step, your shooting point guard, whatever he is to that team, James Harden is being a fool. And if I was Joel Embiid right now, I'd be getting on the phone. I'm sorry. I'd be going to the owners right now and say, cut him now. Cut him now or trade him. Get rid of him. He's making this team look like fools. He's making this, these players who are here look like fools. What Joel Embiid should do. That's what Joel Embiid should do. He should go to the front office of the Philadelphia 76ers and say, you know what? James Harden is not here. Okay? You know, this is being ridiculous. He's being a cause of concern. He's being, you know, an idiot. Missing practice on purpose. Doing this on purpose to everybody. We don't know if he's hurt. We don't know if he's, you know, really hurt or he's just being an idiot. If I was Joel right now, I'd be pissed. I'd be frustrated with these Sixers. And I'd go, like I said, I'd go to the front office and say, get rid of them. Cut them. Or trade them. I would if I was Joel. I'd be really pissed off right now. That was Joel Embiid. Because, like I said, Joel is dealing with this garbage because James is being an idiot. James Harden is being a moron. He's being a fool.
I'm an non-attorney spokesperson.
He's doing this on purpose. He's like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant will pull this up as well. But the son kept him. I heard that Chris Paul wanted out of Phoenix because of Kevin Durant. I don't know if that's true, but I can see it. I can see it. Chris Paul is now with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Looney. Kawhi Looney. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if that's the team I pick. You never know, right? You never know. We'll see what happens. Philadelphia Phillies had a chance to go 3-9. They couldn't do it. Diamondbacks won 2-1. Next game, I believe it's tomorrow in Phoenix. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks to make a 2-1 series lead. We'll see what happens. The Texans, they had a chance. They had a chance at home. 3 games in Texas. They had a chance to eliminate it. The champs, the Astros, they had a chance to put them away at home. They were 7-0. 7-0. And now the series is tied. The Astros tied the series. The Astros won last night, and they won tonight. Now they'll play tomorrow in Texas. The Texas Rangers has a chance to win tomorrow at home and then end it in Houston. But can they cash it in? If not, they're done. Doesn't matter what they did in game one and game two. If the Astros win game five tomorrow, Texas is done. They will be done. Because you think the Astros are going to lose 3 games at home or 4 at home? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the Texas Rangers pissed off the Bulls. But we'll see. Like I said, the Astros tied the series up 2-2. Both teams will be back at it tomorrow in Texas. Congratulations to Jim Leland being a finalist of something. He did or something like that. And, you know, Jim Leland was the only part before Clint Hurdle who got the Pirates in the playoffs. Jim Leland was the only Pirate who did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Jim Leland and others, whoever was around. But Jim Leland was the last Pirate before Clint Hurdle. And Clint Hurdle is not the last now. But before that, before Clint Hurdle, Jim Leland was the guy. Jim Leland was the only Pirate to get the Pirates in the playoffs 3 back to, triple times of back-to-back years in the 90s. Then the Pirates went on a losing streak. Clint Hurdle came in, got him in the playoffs, and it's 2 years since he was around, and he got fired, and now Derek Shelton's still here. There's still no word on Derek Shelton. Still no word with Derek Shelton. Still no word with Andrew McCutchen. But we'll see what happens. Also, congratulations to Keith Brian Hayes to be the finalist of the Golden Glove Award. He'll be the first third baseman as a Pirate to win that award if you get it. The award ceremony is sometime after the season. The Jacksonville Jaguars defeat the New Orleans Saints 31-24 in New Orleans. And this game was tanked out of control. I'm just kidding. The Saints lost at home. now to 3-4. You know, Jacksonville has been winning since that London trip. You know, Doug Peterson has his team going. We'll see if he can keep it going next week. Roger Goodell is excited by his extension. Why would they bring this fullback to the NFL? I don't know. I think it was the worst mistake ever about it. You know, I think it's dumb how they did it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens on that. Pat Fryerbuth, Deontay Johnson is expected to play on Sunday. They missed a few weeks. Deontay hasn't played since the San Francisco game, week one. And Pat Fryerbuth got hurt in Texas with a hammy. He's been out for 2 weeks. We'll see what happens on that. But, like I said, Deontay Johnson and Pat Fryerbuth are expected to play on Sunday. And Kenny Pickett is probably excited to have Deontay Johnson and Pat Fryerbuth back in the lineup. Sean McVay is expected to coach on Sunday. I heard that he's expected to coach his wife and their first baby any day now, but they're expected to adduce her after Sunday's game. Let's go with the college prediction show here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to do the Pitt and Wake Forest first. Pitt, after a win last week, they won this week against Wake Forest. Final score, 31-26. You know, I think Pitt got that motivation back with each other, and good job with them. You know, we'll see if they can keep it going and keep it going. But I think they do. This week. They play Notre Dame next week. We'll see what happens in that game. Penn State versus Ohio State. Both teams are undefeated. This game will be at high noon on Saturday. I'm going with Ohio State. 34-31. UCF versus Oklahoma. I'm going with Oklahoma. 35-26. Air Force versus Navy. At high noon, I'm going with Navy. Final score of that game, 38-31. Tennessee, Alabama, I'm going with Nick Saban and the Alabamers. Final score of that game will be 38-32. Washington State versus Oregon. Oregon, I'm picking Oregon to win the game. Final score will be 35. Third versus Iowa. I'm picking Iowa to win this game against Minnesota. I didn't want to, but Iowa will win this game. Final score, 38-31. North Texas versus Tulikio. I'm picking Tulikio. Final score, 28-21. South Carolina versus Mississippi. I'm picking South Carolina to win this game. Final score of that game will be 38-29. Texas versus Houston. I'm picking Texas to win this game. Final score will be 26-14. Virginia versus UNC. I'm picking UNC to win the game. Final score will be 39-31. Mississippi versus Alabama versus Auburn. I have to go with Auburn. I like that team. I like that organization. Final score, 31-21. And how about Michigan and Michigan State? Michigan State's having some problems with their football team, with their coach, who basically got fired for stupidity, what he did. He's a perv. He'll always will be a perv. And, let's get into that real quick. And what he did was dumb. I mean, what he did was ridiculous. You know, and I just don't understand why he would do a thing like that. You know, he's a sick man. The Michigan State or Michigan State football team, and I feel bad for those players. I feel bad for the coaching staff who was, you know, under him and stuff like that. But Michigan's gonna kick their ass. Michigan's gonna kick their ass. The Wolverines will whoop their ass, and you know, Jim Harbaugh will, you know, do well with that team, and they will win. Final score, I'm going to say 45-10 Wolverine whoop their ass. Army versus LSU, you know, LSU is a good team. I like the team. I think LSU wins the game. Final score of that game will be LSU. LSU wins 31-21. Duke versus Florida State. Florida State will win this game. Final score will be 29-20. UTH versus USC. Going with USC. 35-27. Arizona State versus Washington. Picking Washington, man. Washington wins this game. And they will win. Washington will win this game. Final score 38-31. I don't know if Notre Dame's playing. Nope, Notre Dame's off this week. Colorado playing. You know, they should be playing because they got their ass kicked. So Colorado, Notre Dame are off. You know, Colorado, let me talk about Deion Sanders' team real quick. They were winning pretty big last week. It was a Friday night game. They were winning the entire game. Stanford came all the way back and beat them 46-43. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable, right? And, you know, Deion Sanders, I love Deion Sanders. You know, he's a good coach. But will he be an NFL coach? They asked Deion that. He goes, hell no. But his team was up pretty big against Stanford. They were cruising. They were cruising. I mean, they really were. They were cruising against this team. And they got beat. And they got beat. They got beat. And, you know, Deion Sanders, like I said, is the man. And I love Deion Sanders. But he comes out and says, we got our ass kicked. Like, you know, we should have won that game. We should have ended that game, but we didn't. We didn't execute at the end. We were four. Basically, he said they were four. Our team was fooling around, and that's our fault. That's my fault. I'm the coach. And Deion Sanders came out and blamed himself. Blamed himself for the loss. And the primetime player, Deion Sanders, one of the best defensive guy, you know, he played everything. Played every sport. He played. He was in the NFL and even in the majors. Played for the Braves and played for the Falcons in the same year. Has anybody done that? Has anybody done that before? Well, I don't know. Michael Jordan, I forgot. Michael Jordan, MJ, forgot. He played baseball and basketball. I forgot about MJ. You know, I forgot about him, the idiot who owns the Charlotte Bobcats, whatever. But, you know, Deion Sanders, you know, came out and blamed himself from the team after they lost. So, You know, he did that because he wanted to. Before we go to the musical guest, I would like to say congratulations. Congratulations to Tom Brady in his new basketball team. He's the owner of a girls' basketball team. They won the championship. Tom Brady has 8 championships now. He will get a ring because he's an owner of that team. Tom Brady has to be happy right now. Tom Brady will get another ring. It won't be a football ring. It will be a basketball ring. Tom Brady is an owner of a girls' basketball team, and these girls want it. Vegas. And I'm happy for him. Tom Brady has 8. His 8 rings now. 8 rings now. Tom Brady has 8 rings now. Since retiring from football, Tom Brady now have 8 rings now because of the girls' basketball team. The Vegas team did well for him. Let's see here. So Tom Brady, you're the man. Tom Brady is the man. It is the Las Vegas Aces. That's right. Tom Brady is now a champion. He has 8 titles now. Like I said, 7 in basketball, now 1 in basketball. I'm sorry, 7 in NFL, 1 in basketball. So Tom Brady has 8 championships total right now. Tom Brady is looking great as an owner right now. Tom Brady has 8 championships. Congratulations to Tom Brady and his team of winning the championship game last night, 70-69. Congratulations. So Tom Brady, 8 championships now in his career, and it was his first year as an owner. His first year as an owner, and who does it? Tom Brady. Tom Brady has a championship again. 8 championships for Tom Brady. He's looking great. He might have 10. He might have 10. We'll see. But like I said, congratulations to the girls. Good job this year. Keep it up. Make Tom Brady proud. You made him proud already. You gave him his 8 championships. Ladies and gentlemen, my music guest is for tonight's show. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Pink. Talk Radio. Thank you to Pink for being here on the program here tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to do the NFL prediction show. We'll also do SmackDown, whoever wins the belt, Io Sky. If Io retains the title, I hope she does against Charlotte Flair. We'll have that result tomorrow show. That is just me here tonight. Back here tomorrow night here on Ball Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.